When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
In back of short, Jeter on the run, makes a one-handed running catch, and dives into the photographer's area. Oh, what a play by Jeter. You can't believe it.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. It's Thursday morning, May 2nd. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Today's the day. Tonight's the night. We need wins. The Yankees need a win. The Mets need a win. And the Knicks damn sure need a win to end the series. 877. You guys know the number to dial. Sometimes I don't even, like, they tell us to say the number. But I'm like, It's habit to say a number on. You guys know the number to dial, and in the app, they even have a thing to prompt you to call the station. So I don't always have to say that. Unless the number changes. Then if the number changes to 788, then I'll tell you. Something I wanted to bring up that I haven't spoken on yet, bro. This week on Why Stephen A. Sucks. I got a ton of respect for Stephen A. Smith, especially being a brother, especially being a black man that made it to the levels that he's made it. He makes a lot of money to go on air and be dead ass wrong. But just stop talking about baseball when you don't know enough about baseball. Stop having these hard takes on First Take about things when you just clearly don't watch the game enough and haven't watched the game enough to understand. So, you know, I am a big Mike Trout fan. I heard about Mike Trout so long ago. I remember back when I couldn't go to as many Yankee games as I wanted to. I think it was 2011. Mike Trout made his debut. And when he came up to Yankee Stadium, I went to that game. He's from Jersey. I'm a Jersey guy. The Millville Meteor. And, you know, I did a stream on Bleacher Report today. A way too early predictions for AL and NL MVPs, and I had to omit Mike Trout. Mike Trout is off to an MVP season this season, and then he tears his meniscus, and he's got to get surgery on his knee, and it sucks. It sucks for baseball fans. It sucks for Mike Trout, who is, man, say what you want about Mike Trout not being known. Mike Trout could walk into a bar. He is a G. He is one of the best baseball players we've ever seen. He just keeps to himself, and he keeps showing up. And this guy's got 10 homers, and he was actually winning games for the measly Angels and their terrible franchise. But, yeah, now he's got a torn meniscus in his left knee. He's got to get surgery. He's going to return at some point this season. But I hear Stephen A. going in on him talking about how, what the hell are you doing playing baseball, getting hurt so much? Oh, my God. Just like, they play every day, bro. What are you talking about? Like, you act like these guys are stationary. Like, they just stand in the field. Mike Trout plays center field. Mike Trout gets on base and steals bases. Mike Trout also isn't just a young player. Like, Mike Trout has been in the game for years now, and Mike Trout is getting up there in age. So, like, I don't know. It's just somebody helicoptering in to make a First Take. I don't know. Maybe it was on purpose because it got my attention. It just rubs me the wrong way. I remember this guy talking about, I want IKF, Isaiah Kinda Falefa, whatever his name is, gone. Last year, no Yankee fans were asking for IKF to be gone. Last year, IKF played 7 different positions. He was pitching for us. It was 2 years ago that we didn't want him as the stopgap shortstop. So you were late on that. I remember going to All-Star out in Denver back when I used to run with the John Boy guys, and we did a panel, which, like, I don't understand why the John Boy media guys, they go to All-Star every year, and then they actually do their event during the All-Star game to get fans to go to their event and not the All-Star game. I don't know, whatever. But I was on the panel, And we were talking about Stephen A. and his comments about Shohei Ohtani. This is what, 2021? That summer of 2021? And Stephen A. Smith's comments were that Shohei Ohtani could never be the face of baseball because he has an interpreter. Because English, he doesn't speak English. English is not his first language. Like, that bothered me so much. I'm like, clearly you don't watch baseball. Every team has an interpreter. There's a Latin explosion that has happened over the last 20 years in baseball where all of these guys have interpreters. They're part of the team. They're in every post-game interview. What are you talking about, bro? Because he has an interpreter, he can't be the face of baseball? Look at the two MVPs from this past season, Ronald Acuna Jr. and Shohei Ohtani. They both speak with interpreters. And not for nothing, bringing up Ohtani, in my notes, I did have something about the boy Ipe and that whole situation, which I don't care. You can sell me. You can't sell me on that. You could tell me anything. You could say, now the latest that comes out is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was funneling the money, or not his interpreter, the money that, it's just all lies. It's just all nonsense to me. And like, whatever. But the money, the $16 million, whatever it is, that Shohei Ohtani got stole from him through his interpreter, for that money to get to the Japanese bookie, that money was laundered through casino chips. The math ain't math, and for me, Shohei Ohtani actually got his first day off today, but yeah, I got to find the article on it so I can word it correctly. Shohei Ohtani interpreter scandal. Money allegedly stolen was funneled through casinos. The ex-Dodgers and Angels interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, allegedly stole more than $16 million from the MLB superstar. And what this new finding is Mizuhara allegedly stole more than $16 million through a series of five $100,000 wire transfers. And Matthew Boyer, the California bookmaker who took the bets, was a frequent customer at a Las Vegas casino, Resorts World. Sources told ESPN that he paid his losses to Bauer's associate. Oh, so now there's an associate. There's another guy who forwarded the money to his own marker accounts at Resorts World and Pechanga Resort casinos in Southern California. The men withdrew chips from the marker account, gambled with them, and if they won, they cashed out. Okay, this is just too elaborate for me. Sports betting is illegal in California, and Boyer is under federal investigation. And so Mizuhara says, technically, I did steal from him. I just think this is the fall guy. I think this guy will be well taken care of after he does the time. But here we are now. It's May 1st. When this story broke, it was late March. It wasn't even March 28th. It was opening. It was the second day. It was the second day of the Soul Series. And so now they're doing all this investigation, and they're trying to piece this together to protect Ohtani. And I don't know. To me, I just think it's fake. But yeah, I'll take your calls on Ohtani, as I see that triggered a call. Somebody called right away. I got something to say about Ohtani. Of course, I'm never letting that just like randomly disappear. Like, oh, Ohtani's innocent. Yeah, now it comes across the timeline that, oh, there was a casino involved. New details emerge that they were laundering the money through casino chips. It's a lot of money. That doesn't, come on, bro. Like, you can't, I spent a lot of time as a youth in Atlantic City. You can't do anything down there, big money, without the whole casino knowing about it. You're not going over there with $500,000 worth of chips. And them not letting, first off, Resorts World, they're going to say, you want a steak dinner? You want to stay a while? Can we offer you a suite? Can we bring you into the high rollers room? You want to gamble in a special area where we'll have the prettiest girls in the place bringing your drinks? Like, I don't know. I guess I'm getting old, man. Can't pull the wool over my eyes. I didn't see too much. I know too much. I'm not believing these articles. Let's see. I'm trying to find some more from this article about this. Let me take a call while I do some more digging. And yeah, I'm not done with Stephen A. Smith too. Stop talking about things you don't know, right? You're the same guy that said, I got to watch Isaiah Hartenstein. I got to watch some guy named Isaiah Hartenstein. Yeah, you do. He's pretty good, actually. He's the least of your problems this year with the Knicks. You're a Knicks fan, right? I know there's Knicks fans that got beef with him. And baseball fans got beef with him. He's always saying just something out of pocket with baseball. And today, him taking a shot at Mike Trout being hurt, stop it, bro. Just stop it. Mike Trout is one of the best players we've ever seen. And then he went on to say, maybe it's karma for Trout that he stayed with the Angels. Don't talk about somebody's injury. Just chill, Steven. Just chill. You're not like that. Let's go down to Belmar. That's my area. Dan is on the fan. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, Keith?
You know, trying to get to the bottom of this. And if you're from Belmar, you probably spent some time in AC yourself. Trying to figure out how these guys were coming through with $500,000, even $100,000 worth of chips, money laundering through Shohei. I don't know. It's not adding up for me.
Dude, I'm glad you brought this up because when I got the notification from, I think it was ESPN or, you know, whatever the article was released a couple days ago that you're referring to, from the second this story dropped, it didn't make a lot of sense. Now we're getting all these, you know, details are filtering out and who knows what's true, what's not true, and, you know, what's been stepped on. But the fish stinks from the head down on this, and the head is Ohtani. And the MLB is doing such a great job of just covering this up and not even talking about it anymore. You know, they're not going to do an investigation. They're going to wait for all the details to come out. There's something going on here, and, you know, he's so sheltered, and I understand why the MLB needs to protect him. He's, you know, he's generational talent and, you know, worldwide, Japan, United States, I get that, but there's just more to this story that the general public's not getting, and I can't believe people aren't talking more about this.
Yeah, so what I'm reading, and I get it too, right? All of this is money related. There's no profit.
100%.
There's no profit in prosecuting Shohei Ohtani. Everybody loses if Ohtani goes to jail or if Ohtani is implicated in all this. So of course there's a fall guy. But so I'm reading this article where there now this new name, this Bowyer cat or Bowyer, Bowyer Bowyer, I'm guessing is his last name. They're saying that he reportedly lost $7.9 million at this Resorts World Casino from June 2022 to October 2023, and that's the same span of time in which he was receiving money from Ipe Mizuara.
Yeah, so it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul, it sounds like, this story, you know, with all these details coming out. But, you know, the Ohtani thing, it is what it is. I guess we're going to have to wait to, you know, find out the truth, and who knows if we're ever going to get the full truth on that. But I'm glad you're not drinking the Kool-Aid on that as far as, you know, believing all these stories that are coming out and all these fall guys that they're throwing under the rug.
Nah, because I've always low-key been an Ohtani hater. I get he's good at baseball and all that, but there are a lot of baseball fans like that just they love Ohtani. And I have some friends in the industry, Ben Verlander, Jared Carrabas, who have come out to be like, shame on you guys. They said he's innocent, he's innocent. No. That's not how it works. That's not how it works at all.
I get that. And, you know, you got these stars, the MLB, as far as Ohtani comes to mind and then Soto. I feel the same way as you feel, on Ohtani as I feel. I'm not a huge Soto guy. And I'm a big Mets fan, and everyone's talking about if Soto's going to come to the Mets. I don't see it happening personally, and I'm fine with that. I'm just not a huge Soto guy. I'm curious. You obviously love him now that he's in pinstripes.
I wasn't a big fan of him. Even I was on live television, national television. They tried to get us to do the Soto shuffle 2 years ago. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I think this guy does too much. He shows up the pitcher every pitch. I'm like, this guy's got to pound
so
his
much.
Hip and shuffle for every ball, 1, 2, 3. Like, who does he think he is? Like, if I'm pitching, I'm throwing at his head. But now that I've watched him every night, now that I see all his at-bats and it benefits me and my team, I just understand it differently. And, I said I wish there was 9 Juan Sotos on the New York Yankees. They better not let him go anywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing. Once they change jerseys, you know, you change your outlook a little bit. But I just want to make a quick Mets point. You know, that was a tough loss tonight. Obviously, you got to the Mets need to hit better. That's what it comes down to. Stearns, I think, did a great job this year of piecing together a solid bullpen. Right now, the Mets are a 500 team. They are what they are. You know, after an 0-5 start at the end of April, early May, if you said, you know, you could be 500, I think the Mets and most Mets fans would take that. They've had a, you know, pretty tough schedule to start the year. If you look at the their record for teams above 500, I think they played, you know, they're 15-15, so they played a total of 30 games, and I think about 21 of those have been against teams that have been above 500 versus, you know, the Yankees, another, not saying the Yankees are bad or anything, but they've played 9 games that were teams are above 500, the opponent. So something to think about. I like the Mets pitching. You know, Seve's looking like himself of old, which is good to see. A lot of the guys on one-year contracts are performing how you hope they perform. It's really the guys like Nimmo, McNeil, you know, Alonso needs to get the average up a little bit. It's the Mets' core guys that need to step it up and, you know, put it into gear if this team's going to be successful, especially Lindor as well.
Yeah, what I'll add to that is they need to go on a win streak. They had one. I think they ran it up to 6 wins, and Francisco Alvarez was still healthy. Since he's been down, it seems like they can't string together 3 wins, 4 wins. And a lot of that has to do with the schedule. But if you're a Mets fan, you got to hope that they get healthy, get healthier. They're healthy, but get healthier, and then hit this part of the schedule coming up where they can sweep some series and put together a win streak and then have a period of time where they're 5 games above 500, 7 games above 500, you know?
Yeah, they need a they need like back to back series where they're playing, you know, like the Rockies and then another like the Nationals, you know, the Marlins. They need 2 back to back series, and they need a sweep and then take 3 or 4.
We're getting there.
It's tough when
it's quote unquote early, but as we get closer to June, July, and we know who the bums are and we know who the teams competing are, it'll be a foregone conclusion in some of these series. They're going to go into some of these series, like you said, against like the Rockies, or I won't even say the A's. The A's are competing. But there's going to be some teams where you're like, okay, they're supposed to sweep them. The Marlins, they're supposed to sweep them.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually, one of my life goals is to get to all 30 MLB parks.
Same.
So I've been to a handful already in, you know, around the Jersey area, obviously CBP and Citizens Bank Park and Citi Field. Been to Yankee Stadium before as well, but got out to San Diego this year, which is an awesome park.
I have not hit that yet, but I know it's great. I see pictures of it. I think that's one of the cooler parks, especially the way it's built into that city.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome out there. You definitely check that out if you get a chance. And then next 2 weeks, the Mets are playing the Marlins down at Lone Depot, so I'm going to go check that out as well. So I'm excited.
It's underwhelming. There's just so many better things to do in Miami than to go out there and watch. But like cross it off the list, it's worth it. I wouldn't go to multiple games. I'd just go to one game and I'd enjoy my time in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area instead.
Yeah, I'm doing Fort Lauderdale, doing some golf, and then going to check out the Mets on a Sunday before we get out of there. So thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Dan. 877-337-6666. Yeah, I'm just reading more about this. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter being the fall guy completely here. He turned himself in, right? He had a $25,000 bond, which, of course, Ohtani paid quietly. He didn't have to steal the money for that. His attorney released a statement indicating that he has a desire to cut a deal with the prosecutors rather than go to trial, which in trial he could face up to 30 years in prison. I don't know. Let me take another call before we go to break on this Ohtani thing. And then when we come back, I'll have my last 25 minutes to put a bow on this one. Let's go to Venlo in Amityville. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
No problem.
I'd like to weigh in on that. And I have the same kind of vibe that you have. And I can go back to when Pete Rose was like still kind of like Mr. Baseball. And nobody, you know, betting wasn't even as...
Nowhere near where it is today.
Exactly. Not even close. And so And when he was doing it, he was getting warnings, but no one wanted to do anything initially for the same reason, because he was one of the primary faces of baseball. He was Mr. Baseball. That was his moniker. And so I don't know how anybody, I don't care how much paper you have, I don't know how anybody can take that type of paper at 500, a half a bill, and at a clip, and you don't know anything about it. That just doesn't, I don't care what kind of.
It's not real. It's not reality. Not in 2024. It's not reality.
Exactly. Exactly. The way everything is so electronically connected, it just doesn't feel right to me either. And so, and now with these new information, this new intel coming out, it's, you know, and I'm sure there's going to be more shoes to drop, you know.
Yeah, but there's definitely more.
Thanks so much, man, for keeping that fluid, because it's a fluid thing to me, and I don't want to see it dry up, so I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you got it. Nah, and so, I mean, I was an Ohtani hater for a few reasons. One, he shunned the Yankees when he came over here, and the Yankees pivoted and went and got Giancarlo Stanton. Bum, bum, bum. Fast forward to 2024. Look where we are. That's the first reason why I was an Ohtani hater. Second reason, he won Rookie of the Year after playing 2 months of baseball, and my boy Miggy Two Bags, Miguel Andujar, I felt like he should have been Rookie of the Year. He ended up being runner-up. Gleyber Torres was third place. I had a whole rant on, like, come on, bro. Ohtani plays 2 months, and you guys are so set on this guy being the next Babe Ruth. 2 months of baseball, you give him Rookie over the Year versus a guy who carried the Yankees, whatever. Then, when it came time to face the Yankees, he was ducking smoke the next year. When he was healthy, it was like, oh, he's scratched from the lineup. He's not playing. Why are you scared? You don't want to play in New York? What are you hiding, Shohei? And then once I actually saw the guy play, I think it was 2021, he came here. He didn't make it out of the first inning. He was walking the ballpark and it got rocky, whatever. But then I think it was 2022, he showed up and he was hitting home runs. And he earned my respect. He was in home runs right away. And obviously he won MVPs. And I seen this guy hit and pitch at a level that I've just never seen a human being both hit and pitch. And so he earned my respect that way. He doesn't have my respect right now. I think there's 100% chance that he knew that this was going on. I think there's probably a 50-50% chance that he was either in on it in some capacity, maybe not betting exactly on baseball, but maybe soccer, maybe something else. I'm a grown man, dog. You can't tell me that much money was coming out of somebody's account and that his interpreter, who really he just has a work relationship with, right? So it was his coworker. It's a guy that I don't know. Were these guys having holiday dinners together? Were these guys meeting up in the off season, and were they roommates? No. So you mean to tell me that this guy was so close to him from February to October, that he was able to steal $500,000 eight different times from under his nose? It's far-fetched. You got to be a dumb to think that. I was just doing something with Bank of America recently, and they're like, just the checks and balances you got to go through, just the clearance, like, you have to select whether they text you for an alert, whether they call you for an alert, whether they email you for an alert. I'll get an alert when my balance is low. I'll get an alert when I had a wire transfer. Somebody transferred me some money for an appearance that I did. And since it was a wire transfer, I got dinged for $15. And that popped up. So I'm like, this guy's, I don't know. It's just nonsense, bro. But I get it. Like I said, the reason that Shohei Ohtani is not being prosecuted, nobody wins. Everybody loses. Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball, lose. The Dodgers lose. The Japanese economy loses. There's nobody wins with this guy being implicated in this to the point where he has to step away from the baseball field where he could potentially do time. they will put this guy, this interpreter, on trial and go through all this stuff, and they will keep feeding us nonsense. Like, now you're trying to tell me that the money was laundered, right? This money that was being transferred. You're telling me that in this Resorts World Casino, nobody was flagging this? It was funneled through chips? What were these guys doing? Going to play high stakes blackjack, poker? And nobody was saying, hey, what's up, big dog? You got a half a million chips on you today? It doesn't happen. It does not happen, bros. It does not happen. From my time being down in Atlantic City, always on, and I've never been a rich boy, but I grew up around some, and I've been around some people that had some bread, and I've seen how they go and what goes on with their transactions, and when they go to the high rollers tables and stuff like that, it just doesn't happen. So you can't convince me that ePay was stealing this money, $16 million, at $500,000 at a time. And the way that the bookie was getting the winnings, getting the cash, was that they were buying in. And it doesn't. I can't even speak on it because it sounds stupid. And I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. Actually, I was. I've gone through this whole show without mentioning my birthday just passed. Because I don't care. It's just another Wednesday. I'm blessed. I'm thankful for it. But I didn't want to turn this into a whole show of, hey, happy birthday, hey, happy birthday, hey, happy birthday. It conveniently just popped up like that in speech, talking about Shohei. Yeah, I wasn't born yesterday. I was 36 years ago. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls at 877-337-6666. I love the first day of May. Primero de Mayo, May 1st. Let's get it, man. It's about to be Cinco de Mayo, Memorial Day weekend. Summertime and the living's easy. BRB, we'll be right back.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And Hunter Wendell said it's just thrown out Aaron Boone.
Oh, boy. Boone didn't say anything. Boone's just been thrown out of the game.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay, let's get it, man. Keith McPherson on The Fan for the next 18 minutes or so, taking your calls. I'm not going to tell you the number to dial because... the four calls I have will probably take that time. I like to take my time and talk to the callers and let you guys get your thoughts across, and we can go back and forth, have a little bit of a conversation. So before we went into the break, I just was trying to read up on this Ohtani stuff, and I'm like, I don't know who's buying this. Kids that are Ohtani fans that just never did anything, never lived, never experienced anything, never had even a couple dollars or a bank account or a credit card or been in a casino. I've been in plenty of casinos. Now I got the itch to go to the casino, to be honest with you, reading this stuff about Ohtani, or not even about Ohtani, about the money that was being transferred out of his account and wagered, and how they laundered the money through the casinos. And this, now this guy, Matt Boyer, I don't believe it. And now NBC Los Angeles, a month ago, I'm reading this article, who is Orange County bookie who received millions of dollars from Shohei Ohtani's account? Maybe I'm just too suspicious of this, but something is up. Something is fishy. The math ain't mathing. You mean to tell me this went on for over a year and nobody investigated this? Nobody flagged this? Nobody? I don't know, bro. So, yeah. Here's a quote from this Boyer guy's attorney. The most important thing I want people to know is Mr. Boyer never met Shohei. The only person he dealt with was Ipe. Right. Because Shohei's so secretive, why would he ever meet him? Chris is in Sea Caucus on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
How's it going, Keith?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. So, I'm with you 100% with, like, there's got to be some sort of way he's in on this. Like, it's so insane to think that he's not. But I just don't know how, like, if the FBI or whoever, I believe it was the FBI, was doing, like, this investigation. Like, it's not like baseball's doing it and trying to keep him out of it just because it would hurt their brand. Like, if the FBI's doing this, wouldn't Shohei be kind of,
oh, nah. It gets deeper. They can be bought as well. And if we're talking FBI, and we're also talking the most famous man from Japan, like, I just think there's levels to all of this. And like I said, it doesn't benefit anybody for Shohei Ohtani to take the fall.
I guess that's true in a way. But I heard you saying how, like, I don't know if you – I might have got in a little late. I don't know if it was I was hearing it right, but when you're saying, like, you don't know if this guy's, like, going with him on holidays and stuff like that, they were best friends, I'm pretty sure.
I guess they would have to be.
When during the lockout, the Angel, he was an Angels employee, so that means he wasn't allowed to contact Ohtani, and he quit, so he would be able to spend time with
Ohtani. I guess they were dating too, because I'm not that close with none of my best friends or homies. They must.
I need to find someone like that.
Yeah, I don't got anybody that close to me. My wife. Honestly, I have a couple bank accounts my wife can't access.
Yeah, I'm gonna. When all that was coming out, I'm not a huge gambler, but it'll be nice to have a guy that has my back with some money like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because he's in America. And he can't trust all of these Americans that aren't his countrymen and don't speak his language. So Ipe is really his right-hand man. But something is up with it. Because I still go back to getting up in the morning and watching that Soul series. And the way that they were, you know, in the dugout, still kind of right next to each other, laughing. It didn't seem like a guy that you just learned was stealing millions of dollars from you under your nose. It didn't seem like, because I'd be highly upset about that. I'd be highly upset over $16 you stole out of my account and you changed some information. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. I get it 100%. I know. I don't. I would love to. I hope it comes out
It's not going to come out until 10 years from now when Ohtani dips. He's getting that deferred money. Thanks for the call, Chris. We're not going to get the actual truth until they can do a 30 for 30 in like 10, 15 years. Ohtani will be back in Japan, and he'll be getting that deferred money from the $700 million contract. It's a joke, bro. It's a joke. That's why and it's also a joke for me to say they're dating, because how did we just find out about Ohtani having a girlfriend / wife? This is a secret man of mystery. Ipe was so close to this dude that he was able to go in and I just don't buy it, bro. Your iPhone, you need your fingerprint, you need your face ID. What was he waiting for, Shohei Ohtani to go to sleep? Shohei never made one password that this guy couldn't access? One PIN number this guy didn't have? Insane. Let's go to Whitestone and talk to Doug. What's up, Doug? You're on the Fan next.
Hey, hey man, what's going on?
You know,
I just want to attack this from a practical standpoint, okay. And you alluded to it a minute ago. Listen, you know, I'm not a rich person. You know, most of us aren't. You know, I didn't just get a $700 million contract or whatever it was.
Can't imagine. Can't even imagine with that kind of money.
But but we all, you know, check our bank accounts on a regular basis. I mean, you know, I don't even check it that much. I check it every couple of days. You know, you see $100, $200 missing out of your account, and you're like, you're calling up the, you know, company. You're calling up your bank account, saying, you know, you're calling up the bank saying, hey, you know,
you swipe your card somewhere. All of a sudden, there's a Target charge or a Walmart charge or a fraudulent something.
Right.
Like, wait, I never bought that. I'm calling them up to dispute the charge.
And you're saying that this guy had his, you know, a multitude of $500,000 payments coming out of his account, and oops, I missed it. Like, you don't just check that and say, hey, where is that
$6 million? Six figures? I don't know.
Got, you know, he got hundreds of million dollars. I get it, you know, and I'm never going to even pretend to understand what that lifestyle is all about.
I guess it would have to be
checking my account on a regular basis.
It would have to be in a maybe like some kind of Japanese bank that doesn't have an app, that the money was just stashed, and Ohtani never looked at it, never worried about it. The money that he used on a daily, weekly basis to either pay his bills or put gas in his car or whatever. I don't know. I can't. I just don't believe it.
I mean, you said that, you know, made a great point. 10 years, maybe they come out with a 30 for 30 about this. You know,
once he's done playing, because right now it does. Nobody wins with Shohei Ohtani being treated like Pete Rose. Nobody wins.
Oh, absolutely. And it's honestly frustrating because I understand that, you know, he's currently the face of baseball. I mean, we've never seen anything like him. I get it, you know. But the fact of the matter is, if he broke the rules, if he broke the law, I mean, we're talking about a federal law.
Right.
Shouldn't he be held accountable for it?
It isn't just even like the fact that you're a baseball player and you know, Pete Rose's band and gambling on baseball. Let's say you didn't gamble on baseball. Gambling's not legal where you were.
Right.
And it just, I don't know, it doesn't, the math ain't mathing. Something is missing from all of this. But they're doing a great job of keeping us updated on, like, no, this is what happened. And see, here's this guy. Like, now they have me researching this Matt Boyer. Supposedly in 2011, he claimed bankruptcy from gambling debts of over $425,000. Another fall guy, honestly. It's just another fall guy. Multiple people in on it to take the fall for Ohtani, and they'll all get a check in the end. They'll all be all right. They'll all get a check in the end. Yeah, now I'm about to get off of work in 9 minutes, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to still read all this and still be like, nah. Yeah, so this Matthew Boyer met Ipe Mizuhara in 2022 through a mutual friend. I thought his only friend was Ohtani. Ohtani never met the guy? Ipe had friends that Ohtani didn't know about? Kevin is up in the Bronx. Let's change the subject. Kevin, you got it.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I just have to get a laugh and how some people are just so powerful they can do anything in this world. And we all just got to say, yep, that's right. Yes, sir. Dean Cain, sir.
Absolutely. And I just want to say you got a great show. You're keeping me awake driving home from an 18-hour shift. So I appreciate what you do every night.
I got you.
So I was going to make a point about the Yankees quick. Not to go off topic about Ohtani, is that all right?
No, please do. Let's switch the subject because I don't have that much time. And, I might have somebody following me home from the Ohtani camp after this one. Like, hey, you pipe down over there in New York City.
or the Fed. So regarding the Yankees, I think, you know, I mean, their key players have to start, you know, producing at the plate. But as far as making a run in the playoffs, like, they have to add bench pieces. Like, their bench guys are terrible right now.
Yeah.
Like, who on the bench right now, like, in a playoff game, are you going to pinch hit right now? Like, it's ridiculous. You cannot go on a run with that kind of bench. They got to add pieces.
I don't know if you were listening earlier, and I think it was Ambrose who said something, or maybe I don't know who it was about, oh, Cashman not having, oh, Cashman's going to just say, oh, well, we got Cole back, we got DJ back, we got Jason Dominguez. That's like trading for a starter, an outfielder, an infielder. Hell no. I'm not accepting that this year. Nope. Cashman, you better wheel and deal. I expect a masterclass at this deadline. I expect you to have the same energy you had at the GM meetings, the same energy you had going out to get Juan Soto at the winter meetings. You should have that same energy once we get to July. And don't wait for the buzzer to sound. Don't wait for pencils down. July, start letting people know you're looking to do business. You're looking to improve the New York Yankees, who were supposed to be all in this 1 year of Juan Soto. There's plenty of spots you could add.
Absolutely. And, you know, how are you going to rely on Dominguez? It's unproven. You know, we have high hopes, but...
Hey, he's 20. He's 21. He's a kid.
Exactly.
Taylor Trammell? Jamai Jones? Hell no. Absolutely not. Somebody's going to get hurt. You need to have backup plans, reinforcements, stack the deck around Juan Soto, around hopefully a reemergent Aaron Judge, around Garrett Cole. Hopefully Rodon continues and Stroman and Luis Gil and all these guys continue and Clark Schmidt. Man, add to the bullpen. We need some power pitchers coming out of that bullpen late. I want to see some guys coming out of the bullpen throwing gas in the postseason. Go find them. You still there, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. They got to, you know, like this is the year. No one's getting any younger. The division's getting, you know, more and more competitive every year. Baltimore has a, you know, extremely bright future.
This is the year because the Houston Astros are trash cans. They're not using trash cans. Their whole franchise is a big trash can. They're in last place. They suck. So the one team that's been in your way, that's knocked you out of the last three ALCSs and a wild card game before that, they're not in the way anymore. Go all in.
Oh, yeah.
Stack the deck. Go get back to the American League Championship Series and win it. Go to the World Series, bro. Enough already. I don't know. If it was only that simple, right?
exactly.
If it was only that simple.
Take care, Keith. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, man. It's not that simple ever. And, you know, we can't even – the team is the team. You hear me say every night the lineup is the lineup. The team is the team. Oh, there's a lot of guys in this lineup and in this team that aren't playing like they're supposed to. Gleyber Torres doesn't have a homer yet. He's got six ribbies. This is a guy that they had as the leadoff hitter the first three series. So much so, this guy is underperforming to the point where they made a move prematurely to move Anthony Volpe to the leadoff spot out of what they felt like was a necessity to get Gleyber Torres going. Now neither one of them are going. Gleyber Torres, Volpe, Judge, these guys had a good weekend in Milwaukee. It was just that, a good weekend in Wisconsin, which I don't know if you can have. I went to Wisconsin once. I was like, I'm never coming back. I don't want any more cheese curds. I don't care how many different kind of beers you guys have on tap. This place is weak. That's why Damian Lillard's not feeling it anymore. Damian Lillard's like, I really want to go to Wisconsin. My hope is that the Yankees continue winning, which they're 20-12. They're in second place. Man, split the series. Come home. Get right. And maybe it gets warm and it continue to heat up. And then when this trade deadline comes July 30th, I don't think this fan base will accept, well, we got Garrett Cole back. We got Jason Dominguez back. We got DJ LeMahieu. Oh, Tommy Canley's back. Scott Efros. Lou Trevino. No. Those guys are here. Cool. Stack the deck, man. Go add enforcement. Circle the teams that are sellers and figure out who you can move. You can move Gleyber Torres. I don't think you're going to get anything for him. But maybe if you package Gleyber Torres with Oswald Peraza. And I mean, I think Spencer Jones is off limits, but it depends, man. It depends who we're looking at, who we're talking about. I know all you guys keep calling up about Mason Miller from the A's after we saw what he has. I bet the A's would be potentially interested. I don't know. My message is, Yankee fans, you can't accept a trade deadline of we did nothing. That I doubt that's going to happen. And you also can't accept the trade deadline of, oh, we got injured players back, so that counts as... No, it does not count. This bench needs improvement. This bullpen needs improvement. Hell, this lineup needs improvement. Because guys that you're paying and counting on that we've seen for years are still doing some of the same things they've done for years. It ain't been good enough. Last call of the night goes to John in Port Jeff Station.
What's up, Keith? How we doing tonight, buddy?
Great, man. I'm pumped. I'm going to go home. I'm going to speed away so the Ohtani... enforcers that are going to chase me down. I'm going to dip off from them through the tunnel. They're not going to come through the tunnel. I'm going to try and sleep. I'm going to work out tomorrow. It's going to be a nice, warm day. Maybe I'll hoop. I'll definitely lift. And then I'm going to come in and rock from 7 p.m. to 12. And we're going to watch the Knicks. And we're going to pump up all the Knicks fans before the game, during the game, and after the game. And hopefully it's Knicks in six.
There you go. Well, I'm a retired PO. I got your back when you're going home. And a personal trainer. I hear you about the gym. I got a lot to say about the Knicks. I'll make it short and sweet. I just think that towards the last 30 seconds of that game, even a little bit more, I just think the coaching at the time, I mean, you had 6 seconds or 8 seconds left and with Brunson running down the court, I just think you got to call a timeout. I mean, you got to win that game. You know, I mean, there was a lot of other issues, but How do you feel about a timeout there? I'll leave you with that. But I think they got this series. I think they just gotta work a little bit harder on their defense with that at the end of that game. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I think they will. And sometimes you got to lose to know how to win. Sometimes losing is the exact thing that you need. Thanks for the call, John. What I said about going to Philadelphia, man, getting away from the Garden and all that energy and all that angst and all that anxiety and all that, come on, wait, oh, no. Going to Philadelphia and just going and locking in and playing basketball and coaching your ass off and playing your ass off and being locked into every final second of that game and not being paralyzed in the moment on your home floor in front of your fan base who just thinks, wait, we're winning. Wait, no, we're losing. Wait, oh, no, it's crumbling. Oh, no, overtime. Wait, we can't score in overtime. Go down there and handle business. Do what you've been doing all year, fighting, clawing, and winning games. One game. Just go down there and win one game. You've won a bunch of games down there this year. Go down there and win one game. Coach your best game. Play your best game. Philadelphia knows they're cooked. That's all I got, man. I mean, I could keep going if C-Mac doesn't want to go. C-Mac, I got you, bro. I might as well just stay on, and then I'll pop in on the warm-up show, the morning show, the midday. The afternoon is going to be live from Philly, and then before you know it, it'll be a 5-hour KM to AM. Nah, I got to go home, man. I got a wife and a kid and, most importantly, a cat who will be wide awake waiting for me because she sleeps on me. And, yeah, happy birthday to me. I just didn't want to make that a part of the show because it really doesn't matter. I'll see you guys at 7 p.m. C-Max next. Bye. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. W.